Your parents were pretty strict when you were growing up?
They just told us what words to use at night.
Do you change the way you talk depending on who you're talking to?
Sometime, yeah.
Give me an example of how you do that. I mean, do you talk different when you're talking to other blacks and when you're talking to whites, or when you're talking to old people or young people? Or
I must talk different when talking to older people.
How would you talk different when you're talking to older people?
If they tell me to do that, I say mostly yes ma'am or no ma'am to them.
Uh-huh. You wouldn't say that to someone your age? Or
no. I say yes or no or no.
You talk different when you're talking to close friends than when you're talking to people you don't know that well? Or do you?
I try to mostly talk the same when talking to close friends.
Mm-hmm. And someone who has a lot of money but really hangs on to his money, you call him a...
He's stingy.
Okay, or he's a what?
Tight, very tight.
And when you say a person is common, what does that mean?
Common, he just acts the same with everybody.
Mm-hmm. What if you say a girl is very common? What would
that mean? Common, using as a preferred to the lady.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she just plain, she don't use too much makeup or nothing.
Would it be insulting to be called common?
Not necessary.
And an older person, maybe up in their 80s, who still gets around real well and has a lot of energy, still does all their work, you'd say he's...
Very active at his age.
Okay. Anything else you say about him?
No.
Did you ever say chipper or spry or peppy?
So yeah, I heard the word spry used.
Mm-hmm. What would you say about a child that's got a lot of energy?
Just some of be calling fast.
Okay. Say if your children are out later than usual, you'd say, well, I don't guess there's anything wrong, but still I can't help feeling a little
nervous until they come. I can't sleep.
Or you'd say you wouldn't feel easy about it. You'd say you felt
I don't know. Uneasy.
Okay. And someone else would say, well, they'll be home all right, just don't
worry.
And a child might say, I'm not going to go upstairs in the dark, I'm
afraid.
Anything else you could say?
I'm scared.
What would you say about a child that gets scared real easy, that's just always...
He's nervous, I'd say he's mostly a nervous child.
Okay. And you know the song, the old gray mare, she ain't what she...
English used to be, I heard.
Okay. And you'd say, I don't see why she's afraid now. Why she's afraid of the dark now. If she had never been afraid before, you'd say, why is she afraid now? She
must be nervous of something.
Or would you say she used to be or didn't used to be? Or
she wasn't afraid of the dark before.
Or
she didn't used to be afraid of the dark.
Okay. And someone leaves a lot of money on the table and then goes out and doesn't even bother to lock the door, you say he's mighty
careful, careless.
Okay. You say there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of
nervous.
What if she acts kind of peculiar? You say she acts a little
funny sometimes.